Everybody, thanks for tuning in. I got a really special episode today. One of my best friends, old friend, Edwin Thompson, that I went to junior high and high school with. Hope you enjoy.
Hey everybody, how you doing?
All right, everybody, we're back on Broker Brett Radio with my old friend, Edwin Thompson. This podcast is only 14 years, 37 days, and 12 hours overdue, Edwin.
Yes, way overdue.
Yeah, appreciate your patience there.
Hey, no problem, man.
Yeah, thanks for listening in the past, man. Happy we get to record something.
Yeah.
We needed to put it on the record, all of your clowning on LeBron for all his silliness over the years.
Yeah. I feel that the team feels that they can't play even with LeBron not being on the court, but they can play. They just need to come together as a unit and just play. If they really want to win a championship, you got to come together.
Yeah, exactly. They got some good parts now.
Can't focus on using one man to just do everything.
Can't have a grumpy father figure holding you back.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, man, thanks for wanting to record something. Edwin and I went to junior high together, went to high school together. We've known each other forever, you know.
Yes.
Got a good friends of Regals that we get to hang out with.
Yes, very, very good friends.
Bryce is going to have a little mini Bryce coming up here.
I can't believe that, man. I just can't believe it.
The baby's going to come out with a beard and long hair. A little tiny hammer.
Little mountain man, I tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, buddy. No, but thanks for wanting to record something. I know we always talk about a bunch of different things. We go see like some crazy movies back in the day. Go watch The Rock,
I remember when you used to come with your Toyota pickup truck to come and get me, man.
Load a little ramp, drive a little wheelchair up the back.
Yeah, man. We used to build our own ramp just to get my chair on the back.
You gotta make things happen, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Cram in there with Bryce.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Go hang out Ryan and Nita a little. But yeah, I went to high school with Edwin. I just remember him chasing around all the girls in the wheelchair, having fun, causing trouble. Yeah.
Yeah. Little speed demon.
Exactly. But yeah, buddy, who do you think's looking pretty good in the NBA right now?
No question. My Golden State Warriors.
They're still scary, man. It's still theirs to lose,
Yeah.
Steph is a different dude. Yeah.
But those Memphis Grizzlies too now. Don't sleep on Ja Morant.
He just gotta calm down a little bit. This isn't the 90s, Ja Morant. Keep it cool, man.
I'm telling you.
Stop getting in trouble out there, buddy.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. That's funny. Any movies you're excited about right now?
I'm excited about the next Fast and the Furious.
There we go. Is it 10?
And a brand new John Wick that's coming out in like a couple days.
Keanu's still beating up people in his 50s.
He's
dangerous.
Shocked.
Exactly. Shocked. Exactly. That's funny. But yeah, man. And I know your mom always had the best cooking in town too. We always love those barbecue plates that we share.
I tell you.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah, and then the reason we had to record this too is because I did that one with Ria. You're like, hey man, you record with Ryan Ria. I gotta hop on one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I said, Where's my love? I remember Ria.
Yeah, exactly.
He used to always like joke around with me,
He's a fun dude. Little
short guy,
He's a cool guy. But yeah, dude, sorry it took so long. It took me forever to get my mom on too. Yeah.
I understand,
Crazy times.
Time is money.
No, not even that. But yeah, buddy, everything's going pretty good on my side. Just working on the small business stuff, trying to figure out.
Same here.
I'll make a dollar out of 15 cents,
I hear you.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You excited? Any movies you excited about for the summer besides Fast 10?
I heard that there's a new Jones is coming up.
Oh yeah, new Indiana Jones. That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford can't slow down that guy.
Oh man.
Still mixing it up.
I'm telling you.
Right? That's what,
yeah.
What have you thought about all this weather we've been getting lately?
Crazy.
Right? You ever seen anything like that?
First it wants to be hot, then it wants to be cold, and then I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, don't know top from bottom. Yeah, it's a little crazy. But, yeah, it was awesome seeing you a couple weeks back, man. We got to hang out again before too long.
Hey, I hear you.
Yeah.
We got to get together real soon, man.
Yeah. You guys got any fun summer plans?
We got to get all the former brothers together.
Let's do it. Why not? Hopefully there's enough food.
Yeah.
One of the best things Edwin's always done is he's always the best with birthdays. Gives you a call, sings you a little song.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Never misses a birthday.
I'm telling you.
Right? So good buddies do.
Yours is in a couple good weeks, 26th.
We're getting too close to 40, man. I don't know how I feel about this. What is this, 20-year reunion nonsense? That's crazy.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The song will never die. It'll keep going till we're 85.
Let's go. I just need that Just for Men, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, buddy. Any other predictions? Anything you're excited about the NFL?
I'm just ready. I'm ready for the season to start back.
Cool. Yeah.
Now my Cowboys losing Zeke, that's a big blow to us. But I know we'll come back with getting another quarterback in the draft. I mean, running back.
Yeah, it's okay. He had a couple good years there. He just always seemed a little crazy. We'll see. You know. And running back.
That was a shocker of us losing him though.
But yeah.
We'll come back.
I think so. And sometimes you can get a little too centric. Like you can worry about him too much, or maybe this will make you guys more well rounded,
Yeah, we will see.
You can't keep Jerry Jones down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel that he's making the team. He's not making it about the team. He's making it about himself.
Yeah, that's not necessarily good leadership, Got to hire the right people to get out of the way.
He's getting more time than he's getting more TV time than the players. And I think it should be the other way around.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, I was picking on Artie Marino the other day on Twitter, the Angels guy, saying he was just always by big names. He didn't raise a team. We're talking about the LeBron thing, What matters, is it winning matter or is it like an ego thing,
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's trouble. But we'll figure it out.
We surely will.
Heck yeah. You think my Celtics are going to be okay?
Yeah.
They're looking
great.
I think so. I think they just got a little worn out because when you're kind of top dog like that, everyone's coming at you and it makes the season a little long.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be scared of anybody, but hopefully, the Sixers wipe out the Bucks and the Celtics wipe out the Sixers. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
They're in Joel Embiid's dome. They've taken up.
Man. that guy teaming up with
Harden, yeah.
With Harden, that was a good fit.
Yeah, no, Harden.
It took a while to gel, but now they're working as a team, and that's the way it should be.
They're tough. And Harden's an all-timer, but he's got to get a title to avoid that Barkley Ewing list,
Yeah,
so
for sure.
We'll see. Yeah, it seems like he's behaving himself a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But try to think of something else we should hit. Talk about the brothers. Talk about, Todd's little dog. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like he still has that dog?
Yeah, yeah. A little half pug. Little rescue pup, little dumpster puppy,
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Bronco. Yeah, he's doing good.
Anything else? Your mom bringing pups?
Everybody's good. Yeah, I appreciate you asking, man. Not everyone's doing their thing. They're getting in trouble, living that retirement life.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother Kyle's still running crazy ultramarathons. His legs are just going to fall off one day.
Man.
It'll just be a torso. Torso and some arms. Legs just on the ground.
Yeah. We'll
have to pick everything up, put it in a wheelbarrow, get him home.
I'm telling you. Just push it away, huh?
Exactly. So, but yeah, bud, no, everything's pretty good. Everything's good on your side?
Everything's really good, man.
Cool. Cool. Very cool. All right, buddy. Well, should we call on this one and then record another one soon?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry it only took me 14 years and 37 days and 12 hours.
Hey, I still got love for you, man. You know.
Appreciate it. Likewise. Likewise, bud. Always. Yeah.
All right.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll fire up another one again soon.
Peace.
Peace.